Thank you for joining us for today's update on COVID-19 in North Carolina. Today, we're reporting 6,951 confirmed cases, 427 people in the hospital, and 213 deaths. Each one of these deaths represents a family in mourning, and we're praying for all of them. There are other families waiting outside hospital rooms as their loved ones fight for their lives, and we continue to pray for them too. Today, I want to share some information about a new executive order and some information about the budget proposal we have been working on with the General Assembly this week. As of today, our state has sent almost $580 million to over 257,000 people who have filed unemployment claims since the start of this pandemic. The Unemployment Security Commission continues to make improvements in its filing process and call center, but more work must be done, and it is being done. We know that this virus is taking a toll on our economy and on our workforce, and we can't lose sight of how this virus is impacting our families in North Carolina. I've signed a new executive order today to help furloughed workers whose employers have paid them a severance or a furlough payment. Before this order, these employees were ineligible for unemployment compensation. With this order, they now qualify. We're working with legislators to try and codify into law this order and my other orders on unemployment benefits. Next week, when the General Assembly returns, we hope to get consensus on more help for North Carolina. We also know that our economy, working people, and small businesses, and state and local governments need financial help. Our team is compiling recommendations for how we can allocate the first share of federal money that has come down to our state from Washington. We will have more of that plan to share later this week, but today I want to outline some of the significant items in that budget proposal. General Assembly leaders and I agree that we need to make more funding available to help support our small business owners. And we'll do that by providing funding to the Rapid Recovery Program through the Golden Leaf Foundation, which is already up and running and can act quickly to get funding to people. Small business is the lifeblood of our economy, and many of the men and women who have built these businesses are struggling right now. We owe it to them to help keep them afloat until it's safe to begin easing the restrictions. This money now is particularly important in that the federal small business money has been depleted. Our budget proposal has three broad areas of focus. First, immediate public health and safety, like testing and tracing. Number two, schools and other core state government services. And number three, small businesses and local government assistance. Virtually every aspect of our society has been impacted by this pandemic. That has meant lost revenue and increased needs for many parts of our state. In addition to the small business help, I'll recommend funding for more personal protective equipment and cleaning supplies, as well as more contact tracers who can track the spread of the virus, school nutrition to make sure children are still getting healthy meals, support for local governments and underserved communities, assistance for public schools as they teach online, and more. We've been working with the General Assembly and their staffs, and we're hopeful that this funding proposal can be a consensus effort. I look forward to sharing more details this week as we go along. And as we move through another week battling this pandemic, I want to again thank the frontline workers. You're making tremendous sacrifices to take care of our families and ensure that we can be healthy and safe as we stay at home. We are deeply grateful for the work that you do every single day. Now, I know that many people are frustrated, restless, anxious, and eager to get back to work and school. I also know that many people want to make sure that their families are as safe as possible from this virus. I and my coronavirus task force, which is made up of business, health, education, and other leaders, are getting input from around the state as we prepare the plans to ease restrictions, protect the public health, and get our economy moving forward. Let's keep looking out for each other. And right now, staying at home is saving lives. With me today is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mandy Cohen, our Secretary of Public Safety, Eric Hooks, our Emergency Management Director, Mike Sprayberry. Our sign language interpreters are Valerie McMillan and Brian Tipton. Behind the scenes, Jackie and Jasmine Mativier are our Spanish language interpreters. And I will begin with Dr. Cohen.
Thank you, Governor. I want to start today by recognizing that it's Medical Laboratory Professionals Week. While we should always have some cause to recognize our lab professionals, I think it's fair to say that North Carolinians may have have a newfound understanding for just how vital the work our lab workers are doing to help our state's health and well-being. I must call out more than 200 folks who are working in our state public health lab right now. They have gone above and beyond these last few months on behalf of all of us. Clinical and public health laboratories may seem hidden from sight, but I want you to know we see more than ever that your contributions are making a huge difference to our health and safety. You are the heroes who wear lab coats, and we celebrate each of you. Thank you. And I want to shift gears now and again shine a light on the disproportionate impact COVID-19 is having on the African American communities. African Americans make up 39% of COVID-19 cases and 37% of its deaths. Yet African Americans are only 21% of North Carolina's population. I want to assure you that these disturbing trends have not gone unnoticed by me or by my team, and they must be addressed. We are dedicating our teams to this work and tapping into the expertise of stakeholders across the state to identify ways to reverse these trends. In addition to ramping up our outreach and education efforts, we also have a team focused specifically on increasing access to testing. We know that as we are expanding testing capacity, that these sites need to be in places that are trusted and easily accessed by our communities of color. Health disparities and health inequities did not begin with this pandemic, but what this pandemic has done is shine a bright light on the long-standing structural biases and inequities that impact our health outcomes. We must look at ways that our current health system may be continuing to reproduce these inequalities and work to build a stronger and more equitable health and human service system that works and improves health outcomes for everyone going forward. Lastly, I also want to take a moment to thank North Carolinians. Whether you're staying home to protect your grandmother or that friend of yours with asthma or your neighbor with diabetes, you are saving lives. What we do now determines when and how we can ease our social distancing policies. Keep staying home to save lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen. We'll now hear from Mike Sprayberry, our Emergency Management Director. Mike.
Thank you, Governor, and thank you for your leadership. Good afternoon. This is day 43 of the State Emergency Operations Center activation for the COVID-19 response. The mission to source and obtain personal protective equipment continues. We're continuing to prioritize the healthcare organizations, congregate care settings, and public safety agencies at risk for COVID-19, but the supply chain delays are continuing. We have received another shipment from FEMA of personal protective equipment in the last week to support our healthcare systems, and we continue to partner with our local emergency managers and healthcare partners to validate ongoing PPE needs. As we see increases in our congregate care settings, specifically long-term care facilities, we are pushing increasing amounts of PPE to support those agencies as well as first responders. Yesterday, we delivered shipments to 66 counties. Gowns continue to be the item in shortest supply, and that seems to be an issue nationwide. We're continuing to place new orders and receive new supplies of various items daily. Tomorrow, the National Guard begins its mission to support the state's food banks. About 40 personnel and 15 vehicles will be deployed to each of the state's 7 food banks to assist with warehousing, forklift operations, and distribution of food to agencies that serve seniors and to school nutrition programs. That's a total of nearly 300 North Carolina National Guard personnel and more than 100 trucks supporting food bank operations across the state. You may see these trucks and National Guard members as they are out making deliveries later this week. The Food Supply Chain Work Group continues to meet every day and is closely monitoring the situation at North Carolina's poultry and pork processing plants, which are critical to both the state and the nation's food supply. This work group is also coordinating with a wide range of government and private sector partners to identify gaps in the food supply chain and to find ways the state can help mitigate those gaps. Please continue your generosity in supporting our state's food banks as they provide for the growing number of people who need groceries. Visit feedingthecarolinas.org to find a food bank near you. You can make a financial contribution or a donation of shelf-stable goods. Thank you for following the stay-at-home and social distancing guidelines. Your actions are flattening the curve and keeping this event manageable for our healthcare system, public safety agencies, and other essential functions. Please continue to follow all state and local stay-at-home orders and follow social distancing protocols. I join Secretary Cohen in thanking all of our medical lab professionals who are working tirelessly in both public and private labs. You are among the many heroes of this pandemic, and we thank you. In closing, as always, don't forget to look out for your friends and neighbors and call your loved ones daily. Guarantee you, they'll appreciate it. With your help, we'll get through this together as one team, one mission, and one family. Thank you, Governor.